Okay, Rabbi Isai, thank you very much for joining me tonight. Even a smaller group, after a tiny set, the Olim should come and should learn. It gives extra schusim to Reb Shimshon Chaim and Nachman Mecha Nachmani. The Zar Shimshon and the schus of his Torah should be magin or meitzel on us to give us a gmach sima toiva and his neshama sham aliyah by us learning his Torah. So the Zar Shimshon in Shtikl Aleph, which we're going to do this week, he brings the following. He asks the question, he brings what's called a medrash plia. Oftentimes you have a medrash, and the medrash is very, very strange. And he wants to know, what is it about this medrash? What's pshat in this medrash? The pasuk says, right at the beginning of the parasha, "V'me'ah v'eshem shana anoichi ayoy." Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm 120 years old. Sorry for closing your mouth, apologies. He says, I'm 120 years old today, and therefore that means today I was born and today I will die. Zok de medrash, this is what it means to say, there was no other Navi in Klai Yisrael that stood up like Moshe Rabbeinu. Ask the Zer Shimshon, he says, I don't understand. What does V'leikom Navi Oy Kimoshe have anything to do with the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm 120 years old, today I was born, today I'm going to die? What do the two things have together? So the Zer Shimshon says, as we call it, a medrash plia, a medrash that says something that's absolutely, we can't understand, and therefore he quotes a Sefer Emek Brocha, it says, a beautiful halacha, says a beautiful pshat over here, but he says, I want to say a different pshat. He said, Moshe Rabbeinu, it's an interesting Zoya that in Parshas Baal Oyscha. In the Parshas Baal Oyscha, the Zoya says the following, Moshe Rabbeinu, on numerous occasions, says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, either you forgive Klal Yisrael, or forget it, you can kill me, get rid of me. Hogeini Nohorek, he says it more than once, he says it again and again and again, he says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I can't handle this, I can't do this. Either you're going to listen, either going to let go, or you can get rid of me. And it says, Moshe Rabbeinu so many times gave himself over the mitzvah of Klal Yisrael and his kablu dvarov. And Kadosh Baruch Hu says, forget it. No, we're going to forgive Klal Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not looking to get rid of Moshe Rabbeinu. So one single time, he says that Moshe Rabbeinu says he gave himself over the mitzvah and for also peiros and to make peiros by the mishnayim. He says, Hogeini no horik, kill me right away. He says, Esfili shivimish mizikni sol. And an elder tomato when misnabe, they said, in the world, Moshe Rabbeinu is going to die. So he starts to explain that if you understand this Zoya, if you read this Zoya, it would come out from this Zoya that people might think to themselves, listen, you know what I'm with Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu, you know why he died? Because Moshe Rabbeinu said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kill me. And the Rose says, I wasn't going to keep you alive. When you want to die, fine, that's it, I'll take you. You know, unfortunately, there have been times I've seen it, you know, where people have literally willed themselves to pass on. They just didn't want to live any longer. And you've seen people like, you know, Nebuch people who are unfortunately sick with Yana Machla, those people that have a very good attitude oftentimes have a chance to beat the illness. But those people with a very bad attitude, more often than not, will be nifter. Because the attitude makes a tremendous difference. And the person says, I'm no kach, you know what? I don't want to fight this. I want to go. I want it. Finish Kultuv Gamarnu. So, you know, when that happens, so, unfortunately, people are nifter. So he says over here, you might think to yourself, because Moshe Rabbeinu said, sorry, there's a power outage. That's why we're all singing together like this. Because Moshe Rabbeinu said, so that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's why he was nifter. And therefore, this would be a gnai for Moshe Rabbeinu, because it would come out that Be'etzim Moshe Rabbeinu should live longer. Now, why did Moshe Rabbeinu die? Not because he should have died. It's because Moshe Rabbeinu, you were so quick to it, and he said, Kodesh Baruch Hu, if you don't forgive them, kill me. Hashem said, okay, you know, I wasn't going to kill you, but if you want to kill, you want to be killed, I'll kill you. That doesn't look very good on Moshe Rabbeinu, that Be'etzim he was going to survive, and the only reason he dies is because Moshe Rabbeinu says that. So in order to get rid of that svara, Zok Moshe Rabbeinu, don't think that the reason I died is because of this klal. I said, you know, Hogeini Nahorig. Because, I'm 120 years old today, which means, Hayoim Noilati, today I was born. Vayoim almost, and today I'm going to die. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu is saying to everybody. Today I was born, today I'm going to die. The Rebbeinu Shalom, if he's going to listen to the klala that I gave to myself, says Moshe Rabbeinu, then it doesn't make sense that everything should work out perfectly. Yeah? If there's a klala that says, Moshe Rabbeinu says, kill me if anything's going to happen. So Moshe says, fine, we'll get rid of you. It usually doesn't work in a nice, orderly fashion. A klala doesn't come with, like, you know, in a nice square with a gift wrapping on top. That's not how klalas come. Klalas come with a vengeance. So here the Moshe Rabbeinu says, if I'm living to 120 years exactly. Today I was born and today I die. You cannot say that the reason that I'm dying has to do with the fact that I gave myself a klala. Because if it had to do with the klala, then I wouldn't die like that. I would die differently. I wouldn't die in this kind of thing. So therefore, it can't be mekas. Okay? So he says, that's the raya that he brings now. He says, what's the pasuk come to tell you? There was no novi that Moshe Rabbeinu. So he asks a few questions. Number one, what's the nafkamina? Yeah, there was a novi that Moshe. Right? And number two, you can see, okay? Is there anybody who will ever be as great as Moshe Rabbeinu? You can see, you know? Did anybody ever go up to Shemaim? No. Did anybody ever get a Torah? No. Did anybody ever give Klai Yisrael the way Moshe Rabbeinu did? No. So I don't need to tell you there was never a novi like Moshe Rabbeinu. I know there was never another Moshe Rabbeinu. I don't need the Torah to tell me an extra possibility. Lehevi yodea that there was never another like Moshe Rabbeinu. I know. You know, he was the greatest because he was the greatest because of the way things worked out with him. Okay? And if the pasuk wants to tell us a shvach pan, what were you going to say?
Bilam.
Oh, okay, fine. So that's the question. Maybe, you know, amongst almost all of them, they're teaching you that. Interesting. But he doesn't go into that. So if you want to say that the vart is that, you know, it's a shvach Moshe Rabbeinu, he says, for that, we also know who else went up to Shemaim, who else did it? Yeah? And not only that, he says there's another pasuk where he says, you know, in the end of the Torah, it's like, Kom Navei Kemoshu Abeinu. It says before that, if you look in Pashas Behaloisro, when Aaron and Miriam speak badly about Moshe Abeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells of Aaron and Miriam, so he already says to Aaron and Miriam over there, Loichein Avdi Moshe Bechor Beisin Emonu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu already once said Nevuah to Aaron and Miriam, there is nobody else like Moshe Abeinu. Everybody else is Misnabeh. In what they call Baspaklaya Shainam era, you have a cloudy lens, as somebody explained. There's a nice way of saying it in English. Whereas Moshe Rabbeinu is Misnabi Baspaklaya Hameira. Moshe Rabbeinu had a very clear vision, very different to everybody else. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoid ha'atzmei tells Aaron and Miriam, this is who Moshe Rabbeinu is. I don't need to say at the end of the Torah again, Kom Novi Oike Moshe. No Chamol? I know. We already said that Moshe Rabbeinu is different than anybody else. Also, the other thing is, what does it mean, V'loi Kom Novi Oike Moshe? This is the early stages of Klal Yisrael. V'lo yokum novi oy kemoshe. You know what the pasuk should say? Never in the future will there ever be anybody else like Moshe Rabbeinu. The fact that there was never anybody like Moshe Rabbeinu in the 40 years that we're in the desert is not a big deal. So okay, fine, in 40 years you didn't find anybody as great as Moshe Rabbeinu. Maybe in 100 years time or 200 years time you will find somebody as great as Moshe Rabbeinu. The pasuk should say, V'lo yokum novi oy kemoshe. So what's with this whole pasuk? Okay? So it says that, so he says, you're right, chutz mimashu drosha razal, that's what he says over in the beginning of this paragraph to answer your question. I know the droshas in chazal that you said, be'yisrael lo'y kom, avavomus ha'olam kom, and that's teaching you about Bilam and the Bilam in the same course. So that's chazal's drosha. He says, he's not taking away from chazal's drosha. He's not going to say, either say, that's not right. He says, but chutz from that drosha, there's another drosha you can say. The apostle come to teach you something else that we have. Okay? That Moshe Rabbeinu v'loi kom novi oid b'Yisrael kemoshe. That's what the pasuk says, right? What do you mean by kom novi oid b'Yisrael kemoshe? That the schus of Moshe, Klal Yisrael having Moshe Rabbeinu was for this ummah that was able to accept the Torah. Dayan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked at all of the different generations, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, who am I going to give the Torah to? Because we know that the Gemara in Avodah Zarah tells us that the 6,000 years, the first 2,000 years are Toyu, and the second 2,000 years are Torah, and I can't remember, I think the third 2,000 years is Mashiach. I think that's if it's correct. I don't remember what the third 2,000 years are. Didn't look up the Gemara. But the first one is Toyu, there's no Torah, there's no anything, and then starts the second 2,000 years, and that's Torah. Yeah, but everybody knows, when did Klal Yisrael actually get the Torah? 2448. Right? So that's Kimat 500 years into the 2,000 years of Torah. So it's already 25% in. Why did we wait till 25% in to give the Torah then? Really what we should be doing is just giving, if the 2,000 years of Torah started at the year 2000 or 2001, what did you wait 448 years for to give the Torah? Teretz is that there was no other dar that was roi to accept the Torah until the dar of Yetz Mitzrayim came, and that was the dar that was roi to accept the Torah. And I told my coach, boss, says, I'm not going to give the Torah stamp to any generation. Oh, we have a generation. You're not really right to accept the Torah. Let's give it to them anyway. What's the point of doing that? They're going to take the Torah. They're not going to keep it. We need to give the Torah at least a generation that are on the level that Be'etzim they could keep it. So we had to wait to the door of Dar HaMidbar. And then, only then could we give the Torah. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now that I have a door that's good enough to be able to accept the Torah, in that door I have to put Moshe Rabbeinu. Dein HaKadosh Baruch Hu is holding on to Moshe Rabbeinu. He says, I have a Moshe Rabbeinu, a chemle genuzah. I have a special Navi that I want to give to Klal Yisrael. But to stick Moshe Rabbeinu in a generation that cannot accept the Torah is a waste of a Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu is like, okay, I'm here to accept the Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I can't give the Torah to you. Because right now Klal Yisrael is not holding there. So I need to wait for Klal Yisrael to be on the Madrega to be able to accept the Torah. And in that door, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to place a Moshe Rabbeinu to be able to give Klal Yisrael the Torah. But if I don't put Moshe Rabbeinu in that specific dar, then there's no point. And therefore he says further down, he says, Lech rei kishiches amcho. Klum nosadich l'gdula b'shvi Yisrael. The Gemara in Bracha says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, I only made you great for Klal Yisrael. Now that they chotu g'dula l'amlecha. If Klal Yisrael did not bear, they made an eagle, then what's the point in making you great? Again, you see over here, what do you mean, what's the point of making me great? You gave me the Torah because I was good enough to accept the Torah. V'asachos, no, it's not only about Moshe Rabbeinu. There's Be'etzim Azach that says, Klal Yisrael needed to be on the level to get the Torah, and when Klal Yisrael was on that level to get the Torah, they get a Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu gets the Gedula only because of Klal Yisrael. And if Klal Yisrael is not roi to accept the Torah, then Moshe Rabbeinu is not roi for his Gedula either. Now Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't deserve that Gedula. Because what are you great for if not for Klal Yisrael? They make you great just because I want to make you, I want to put you on the pedestal. What for? We're not here about putting people on like, you know, oh, Moshe Rabbeinu is great because he's great to be there for Klal Yisrael, because he's doing something for Klal Yisrael. Okay? So he waited for this door that was roy to accept the Pasuk, and therefore the Torah tells you, come Navi Oid Kemoshe. Don't say Moshe Rabbeinu was die because Kilas Atzma. But no, it was only because he was there for that, what's called, he was there for that generation, and now that generation died out, so Moshe Rabbeinu goes with him. And then he lives to the end of the 120 years, and then he dies. That's what the Pasuk tells you. So going back to this Medrash, it says, today I was born, today I die. That's what it means. That's what it's saying. Klal Yisrael died out, and he was, Moshe Rabbeinu became the Navi, and such a great Navi, only because of Klal Yisrael and the greatness of Klal Yisrael. And therefore, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu now says, I died, because Klal Yisrael is now not at the level anymore, then they need a Moshe Rabbeinu, so that's why I die also. But that's nothing to do with the original Kalala that they have. So now he goes back to Eldad and Medad. He says, so why now? He said, before we said the Medrash, we brought the Zoyar, sorry, in Parshas Baal Yisro, that says, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Mos Atzma Nemisa, and Ve'osa Peros. He says, Hageini Nahoroig, and you have the Esrali Shimimish Mizik Nisol, and Eldad and Medad, Amisnabu Shayamus Moshe. He says, there it's different. Because Moshe Rabbeinu says, I can't handle it. I can't do this anymore. I can't manage this on my own. So that Kosh Baruch Hu, you know what? As for Li Shivim Ish Mizik Nisol, I'm going to bring together 70 people from Klal Yisrael. But Etzim, you could have managed on your own. But I'm going to bring together 70 people from Klal Yisrael, and they are going to, you're going to be Masname. And the Ruach, Vayotzman, Ruach HaShe'olah, Vayonach Aleim, that he took the Ruach from himself, from Moshe Rabbeinu, and that Ruach went on to those Shivim the Kain. So those Shivim the Kainim are there really to help Moshe Rabbeinu. They're an extension of a Moshe Rabbeinu. So it makes sense that they would get Nevuah. Because now, as an extension of Moshe Rabbeinu, as an extension of that, I need to, you know, they need to have Nevuah because, you know, they're going to continue on. But the Shivim Zekanim, they have a covenant because of Pilate Sanhedrin. But what about the two other people? Okay? Eldad Umedad Amisnabim Amachana. What's the point of Eldad Umedad getting Nevuah? What for? There's no Navi that's greater than Moshe Rabbeinu anyway. Everybody knows Moshe Rabbeinu is the greatest Navi. Okay? So what's the point? You know, if you have a great Navi like Moshe Rabbeinu, nobody needs an Eldad and a Maiden. Nobody's come to Eldad and a Maiden and say, Rabbi Yisai, do you have any Nevuah to say? I'm not coming to you. I'm going to go ask Moshe Rabbeinu directly. Moshe Rabbeinu gets direct things from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whereas Eldad and a Maiden don't get to see anywhere nearly as clearly as Moshe Rabbeinu says. So I'm never going to go ask Eldad and a Maiden. So what's the point of Eldad and a Maiden Bechlal getting a Nevuah? So the Shivim Zekanim, they are Sanhedrin. They get something. But Eldad Umedad, they're not Sanhedrin. They're not as great as Moshe Rabbeinu. So why do they need to have Nevuah? Teretz is, what was their Nevuah? Moshe Rabbeinu meis Yeshua machnis oisonu l'Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu is going to die and Yeshua is going to take us into Eretz Yisrael. Why do they need to know that Moshe Rabbeinu is going to die? Why was that their Nevuah? Says the Zer Shimshon, the reason their Nevuah had to be specifically for that, he says, to teach you that these two people, Moshe Rabbeinu is going to die And then there will be a point in them getting Nevuah. Because now that Moshe Rabbeinu died, there's a point talking them having Nevuah, because now I need other Nevi'im. Once there's no Moshe Rabbeinu, we do need other Nevi'im. So that's why specifically at that point, Eldad Umeda, when we say, when Moshe Rabbeinu says, right away, the Shivim Ish Mizikanim, they got some of his Nevuah, and the two Eldad Umeda, Mishnabashi almost Moshe. Why? Because they're explaining to everybody, why did we get Nevuah? Why were we zoichet to have Nevuah? If you have a Moshe Rabbeinu anyway, who needs Nevuah? Teretz says, Moshe Rabbeinu meis, Nebuch Moshe Rabbeinu is going to die. Not mitam klala. He's going to die because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, this is the end of the line for you. 120, nicely packaged 120 years. He died because that was the end of his life. And the din of Nevuah for Eldad Umedad was because after Moshe Rabbeinu dies, there's a point in them having Nevuah. And that's where they said Nevuah. So this is the shtickle of Yad Nezer Shimshon to understand this Medrash Peliah. Again, as we said, we started at the beginning. We say again that the Torah that we learned should be the Nishmas of Shimshon Chaim and Nachman Michal Nachmani. The Zer Shimshon is Neshama Shavu Great Aliyah, and he should be a Melitz Yoshvas. As we're going through the Yoyim Adin, we should have a Gemach Hasim HaToyba, a good Geben Shtiyah, and a Yoyim HaBrocha HaSelam.